Good Thursday. Today is December the 19th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, it's happened again. A North Carolina farmer that just really likes growing corn has once again won the National Corn Growers Association Yield Contest. Not as high as his record yield last year, but still very impressive given the weather challenges. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Well, he did it once again. Charles City, Virginia farmer David Hula has recorded the record corn yield for 2024 at 490.6276 bushels per acre in the National Corn Growers Association Yield Contest. It's the 13th national high yield win in the contest for Hula. Now, his winning entry in the irrigated strip-till category came with Pioneer Variety P14830VYHR. That's the same hybrid he planted to set the contest yield record in 2023. That with a yield of 623.843 bushels per acre. He's the only farmer to exceed 600 bushels per acre in that national contest. He did that in three different occasions in 2019, 2021, and 2023. Now, sponsored annually by the National Corn Growers Association for the past 60 years, the 2024 contest produced 30 national winners in 10 production categories from 12 different states, and six of the winning entries exceeded 400 bushels per acre. The national winning entries represented an average of 367.5143 bushels to the acre. Now, looking back to its modest beginnings in 1965, NCGA's yield contest launched with just 20 entries across four states, those being Indiana, Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio. The winning corn yield that inaugural year was 218 bushels per acre. By 1968, the yield contest grew to 412 entries spanning 34 states, and contest winners produced an average of 246 bushels per acre in 1987, with more than 2,500 growers from 45 states. The categories have also changed over time. Now, fast forward to this past year. Overall, the NCGA announced the contest generates nearly 7,800 contest entries from farmers in 45 states, with verified yields averaging 284 bushels per acre across the contest categories. Now, also not too shabby, following with the second highest yield in 2024's contest, was Hula's son, Craig Hula. He had a 461.3025 bushel per acre entry in that same irrigated strip-till category. The highest non-irrigated entry this year was 405.1317 bushels per acre. That was in the strip-till, minimum-till, mulch-till, and ridge-till class, grown in Decatur County, Iowa, by Gary Poulter of Mercer, Missouri. Now, interesting to note, Dave Hula has made no secrets of the fact that he loves growing corn and figuring out the finer points of making it yield, but this year was more of a challenge than a 490.6276 bushel per acre yield might indicate. This year proved to be the best start that we've had based on corn emergence. Then our weather turned cool briefly, followed by a drought. We had nearly previously made the corn crop by irrigating, but this year we started early and did not stop pumping the water until pollination, Hula said. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions as we are in that time of the Christmas holiday season. Now, both the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree and USDA holiday tree represent part of the annual celebration and spirit of the holidays this year and every season. USDA's Rod Bain reports.
Some holiday audio postcards from the nation's capital. One of its premier celebratory events this time of season.
Chief Randy Moore of the U.S. Forest Service, architect of the Capitol, Thomas Austin, youth tree lighter, Rose Burke, fourth grade student from Kenai, Alaska.
Among the USDA, congressional, and Alaska state representatives gathered around the Sitka spruce selected as the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree. described by the architect of the Capitol, Thomas Austin.
It is an 80-foot Sitka spruce from the Tongass National Forest in Alaska. This year's tree made quite an impressive journey, traveling more than 700 miles by sea and 4,000 miles by truck to get from the country's largest national forest in Alaska to here on the west front lawn of the U.S. Capitol.
An additional detail from Forest Service Chief Randy Moore.
Tongass National Forest is the nation's largest national forest at nearly 17 million acres.
Rose Burke had a unique distinction. The 12-year-old won the U.S. Capitol Christmas Tree Essay Contest. Part of her winning essay?
People from all over our country come to our nation's capital. When they see this majestic Christmas tree, they will be reminded of our farthest north state. Though far away, we are united in love for our country.
Her essay gave Rose the honor of joining Speaker of the House Mike Johnson in lighting the Capitol Christmas tree.
3, 2, 1. There you go.
Hey!
And earlier that day, participating with Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack in the lighting of USDA's holiday tree at the Agriculture Department patio in Washington, D.C.
Rose spends a good deal of time listening and learning at home, but she's also an outdoors person. She enjoys everything from picking berries to hiking and all of the outdoor recreational opportunities that are available in Alaska. She decided it would be important for her to express her feelings about the Forest Service and the forests and the importance of those forests to the experience of living in Alaska.
Forest Service Chief Randy Moore notes a commonality between the Capitol Christmas tree and the USDA holiday tree.
It is decorated with hundreds of handmade ornaments that are proudly crafted by Alaska citizens.
Both trees are on display in the nation's capital through the holiday season. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.